Since Saturday, insurgent attacks in Afghanistan's volatile south has resulted in more than 100 military and civilian deaths. But the U.S. commander in southeastern Afghanistan, Colonel Martin Schweitzer, calls the attacks against NATO and U.S.-led forces militarily insignificant.
What's happening more often than not, I tell you, about 9 out of 10 times, they're targeting their communities. They're targeting the children. They're targeting the teachers. They're targeting the doctors. They're targeting government officials.
Speaking to reporters via satellite, Colonel Schweitzer said the Taliban suicide bombers were hurting their cause.
The Afghan people do not appreciate that particular approach. And despite what may or may not be hitting the airwaves, down there on the ground in these communities, in these surrounding communities, they tell us day in and day out that they don't like it, they don't want to be a part of it, and they want more Afghan National Army forces on the ground securing their communities.
Since the start of the year, the attacks have claimed more than 2,400 lives, including civilians, militants, and Western and Afghan military troops. Afghan Army Major General Abdul Halik says in the battle for the hearts and minds of Afghan citizens, his army is winning.
They are just hitting the enemy because they understood that the enemy, that is the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda net, are not giving them any good things.
But some international groups disagree. The Agency Coordinating Body for Afghan Relief, or ACBAR, says goodwill toward U.S. and foreign forces has faded since the fall of the Taliban 5 years ago. The group cites botched airstrikes by U.S. forces, such as one earlier in the week that killed 7 children. Colonel Schweitzer denied news reports that coalition troops knew children were inside the Al-Qaeda safe house when they launched the airstrikes.
I can guarantee you personally, as well as what we've coordinated with the different formations, that there was an assessment that there were no children on that particular target, and that was the assessment by the military community at large, period.
The aid agencies claim the indiscriminate use of force by U.S. troops has killed more Afghan civilians than the insurgents have killed. U.S. Army figures show the opposite. Millar Sega, VOA News.